Hi everyone, welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
So today is our part two of our Meet the Wongs article.
Mm-hmm. We've only met one Wong.
So far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
but
weird.
Right now, Paige is too busy for her own good.
That's right.
Her friends keep asking her stuff.
Yes. She was at school and her first one of her friends named Regina approached her and asked Paige to help her with her math homework. Paige, being nice, said yes, but that was a bit of trouble because she had some things to do during the school day, and so she had to put those off to help her friend out. And then something else happened.
Yeah, Serena wanted to go to the night market after school, which meant that Paige had to stay up late to finish her English homework.
Yes.
And it keeps going.
That's right.
Andy.
Andy, another friend, asked her if she wanted to do things on the weekend, take a trip with some friends on the weekend. And Paige said yes, because it sounded like fun, and she wanted to join her friends, but that left no time for her to relax, and that's really what she wanted to do on the weekend, because as you can tell, she's very busy. So we're sort of seeing a situation where you keep saying yes to people because you don't want to let them down and disappoint them, but then you end up sort of making your life a lot more difficult.
Now, will Paige learn how to say no? Let's read through today's comic strip and find out.
Meet the Wongs.
How can I say no?
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Paige is using her phone in her room later that night.
Can you book the train tickets as well? Thanks!
Why do I always have to do everything?
Mr. Wong comes into her room.
It's time for bed, Paige. Is everything okay?
I'm always doing things for my friends. I don't want to say no and hurt their feelings.How do I say no?
Mr. Wong thinks about his work.
Do these reports.
Yes, sir.Maybe you should ask your mom.
Paige goes to talk to Mrs. Wong.
You have to be strong, Paige.It's okay to say no if you don't want to do something.
I'll try.
The next day at school.
Can you help me plan a music club meeting?
So sorry, Serena. I'm too busy right now.
That's okay. See you later.
That wasn't so hard.
Word power.
Book. Book. Jerry booked a room at a nice hotel for his vacation. Jerry booked a room at a nice hotel for his vacation. Strong. Strong. Celise stayed strong and didn't change her mind. Celise stayed strong and didn't change her mind. Club. Club. Chris is in the basketball club and plays with them after school on Wednesdays. Chris is in the basketball club and plays with them after school on Wednesdays. Meeting. Meeting. The boss wants to have a meeting this afternoon. The boss wants to have a meeting this afternoon.
So we start off by seeing that Paige is using her phone in her room later that night, okay? Oh. So she's kind of maybe chatting with friends or somebody, and we see Andy's message. Maybe they're using Line or something like that. Mm-hmm. And his message says, "Can you book the train tickets as well? Thanks." So he's already said thanks, which means he's, you know, like, you're going to do it. I'm not asking you. I'm saying, you do that.
Yeah.
So what does he want her to do? He wants her to book train tickets. Now here, book is not a noun, the thing you read. Book is a verb. It's spelt the same way, B-O-O-K, book. But what it means is to arrange to have a seat or at a table in a restaurant, a room in a hotel, a performer to come and do something at a particular time in the future. You kind of say, I want that, I'll pay for it now so I can get it on that day and use it. For example, Jerry booked a room at a nice hotel for his vacation. Jerry booked a room at a nice hotel for his vacation.
It's very similar to the verb to reserve,
yes.
Right? You reserve tickets or rooms or tables or things like that. You book them as well. So, I don't know. It sounds like Andy's putting all this work on Paige. And remember, Paige didn't even want to go on this trip too much. She's going because she wants to be with her friends, but it wasn't her idea. And now she's kind of planning the whole thing, too. More trouble for Paige. So next we see Paige, and she puts down her phone. So she's finished getting messages from Andy. And then she sort of says to the world, says to the gods, says to herself, why do I always have to do everything?
Yeah.
Because here she is helping everyone out in ways that she doesn't really want to, and she ends up doing everything for everyone else.
Okay, so we now see that Mr. Wang, her dad, he's going to come into the room. Okay, so maybe he can offer some fatherly help. He starts off just by saying, it's time for bed, Paige. You know, it's getting late. It's time you went to bed. But then maybe he sees something's wrong and asks, is everything okay?
Okay. He can see that she's upset about something. And Paige explains, I'm always doing things for my friends. Yeah, she's always busy doing things or taking care of things for her friends. And Paige explains why. She says, I don't want to say no and hurt their feelings. So that's the reason she always says yes and agrees to things, because she doesn't want to say no. She doesn't want to hurt their feelings. She doesn't want to let them down, which is a phrase we learned yesterday. Feelings, this word is basically your emotions, okay? If you hurt someone's feelings, you say something mean to them, you say something that might make them sad or make them cry or something like that. So no, we don't want to hurt our friends' feelings. We want to be nice to them. If you're nice to someone, that's good. If you're not, if you're mean, you might hurt their feelings, and then maybe they won't be your friend, and that would be sad.
So Paige then asks, how do I say no? That's the key question here.
Good question.
Now, will her dad tell her? Well, we see Mr. Wang is thinking about his work. He's got a little, you know, we see the thought bubble.
Right.
He's imagining he's at work, and his boss, Mr. Wang's boss, is saying, do these reports.
Ooh.
And he's not even asking, please. He's just saying, do these reports. Mm. Now, a report is like a written document. It's a piece of paper to report on something, to say what's happened. And it's something that takes usually a long time to prepare, to get a lot of information, and turn it into a smaller, easier to read document so that people can understand what's happening. For example, a sales report would show all the company's sales, which means you need to go and find out from everywhere how many things we sold, and then you've got to turn that into a nice, easy to look at chart or picture. So preparing a report is not an easy thing to do. But at work, Mr. Wang's boss is just saying, do them.
That's right, and there's probably a huge pile of paper there or something like that. So Mr. Wang, well, since it's his boss telling him to do these reports, what does he say? He says, yes, sir. And this is the way you would reply to something when a boss, a manager, a teacher, a police officer maybe, or someone in the army, when someone in charge of you who has more power than you tells you to do something, if that person is a man, you would say, yes, sir, in that kind of very polite, very careful way that you would speak to someone with that much power, like your boss. Even if it's difficult, even if Mr. Wang doesn't want to do it, he still has to say, yes, sir. So next, we see Mr. Wang thinking, well, I kind of have trouble like that at work. So
yeah.
He then speaks to Paige after thinking about his own day.
And he says to her, maybe you should ask your mom.
Oh,
yeah.
Because he's not very good at saying no either.
I can't say no, Paige. Maybe you're like me. Mm. We have that in common. We're both not good at saying no. Your mom's great at that.
Ask your mom.
Let's ask your mom. She's better.
Thinking about his day, which has exactly the same problem as Paige, he's not the guy for advice. So they go over to Mrs. Wang, and Mrs. Wang has some good advice for Paige. She says, you have to be strong, Paige. This is how you say no to your friends. You have to be strong, Paige, she tells her. And strong here is an adjective, S-T-R-O-N-G. Often when we talk about something that's strong, we're talking about physical power, right? Like a fast horse is very strong. It has big muscles. Or a gorilla is very strong. Or someone who goes to the gym and lifts heavy weights would be very strong. But we can also talk about other things being strong. You can talk about strong tea or coffee, strong words, strong arguments, something that has a lot of power, that's very solid, is difficult to fight against, could also be strong. And if you are being strong, that means you are not changing your mind easily. You are listening to people say, but you got to, please help me. And you're saying, no, I'm really sorry, I can't. You're not a person who finds it or who it was easy to make change their minds. For example, Celeste stayed strong and didn't change her mind. Celeste stayed strong and didn't change her mind.
So Mrs. Wang then adds, it's okay to say no if you don't want to do something.
Yeah.
Very good piece of advice. You know, your friends will understand. It's not like you say no one time and then they're like, I hate you.
That's right.
You know, they understand that you can't do everything. So Paige says, I'll try. Mm. You know, I'll do my best and I'll try to say no sometime and see what happens. So we go to the next day at school.
Okay.
Time to see whether this is going to work.
That's right. See what happens when she gets into another situation like that again. Can she stay strong? Well, we see it's her friend Serena who asks her a question. Serena says, Paige, can you help me plan a music club meeting? Here's her chance. Her friend Serena is asking her to do something that might be fun, that might be helpful, but will take time away from other things she wants to do. The thing Serena wants help with is planning a music club meeting. Okay, music, of course, everyone knows, singing, dance, singing, playing songs, playing music, playing instruments. And a club is basically a group of people who get together, usually for fun, because they have a common interest. They have the same interest in something. Could be a game club, a computer game club, a knitting club, a cooking club, anything like that. You usually do it on the weekend during your free time, and you and a bunch of different people will get together because you like doing the same things and you do them as a group. For example, I should say club is spelled C-L-U-B. C-L-U-B, it's a noun. And here's our example sentence. Chris is in the basketball club and plays with them after school on Wednesdays. Chris is in the basketball club and plays with them after school on Wednesdays. And what they were doing was planning what Serena wanted help with was a music club meeting.
That's right. And meeting is our last word power word of the day. It's spelled M-E-E-T-I-N-G, meeting. And a meeting is a noun. It's an event at which people meet. So you can see the relation between meeting and the verb meet. They meet to discuss, to talk, and to decide things, or maybe just to do whatever they're going to do. If it's a club meeting, it means this is the time and the place we'll all get together and do stuff. It could be they're going to decide, okay, maybe our music club is going to have a show. Let's talk and decide what kind of show we'll do, who's going to be in it, that kind of thing. You also have a lot of meetings at work where you get together to talk about a project, who's going to do what job, how's this thing going, and so on. For example, the boss wants to have a meeting this afternoon. The boss wants to have a meeting this afternoon. So Serena's asked Paige to plan a meeting. So that means find a place, tell lots of people, decide what you'll do at the meeting. As Mike said, that's quite a bit of work. Will she say yes or not?
Well, we see a picture of Paige, and what's she doing? She's taking a deep breath. She's getting ready to be strong. She's hopefully getting ready to follow her mother's advice. And what does she say? She says, "Sorry, Serena, I'm too busy right now." Wow, good for you, Paige. You said no to your friend. She said it in a very kind and polite way. She was honest. I'm too busy right now. I just have too many other things. And this is where Serena gets mad and hits her and says, "I hate you. You'll never be my friend ever again."
Well, that might happen. Right. But actually,
that's what's going to happen, Serena, if you say no.
Serena just says, "That's okay. See you later."
You're kidding.
It was that easy.
Her friend is totally fine?
Because she's a friend. She understands.
Wow.
So now we see Paige thinking to herself, that wasn't so hard.
Yes, Paige.
Saying no was not really that difficult. There weren't any bad consequences, no bad results.
Right. A good friend won't punch you or be angry or yell at you if you don't help them one time.
It's easier than you think to say no. Okay, well, that Paige has learned a lesson, so that's good for her. And that brings us to the end, so it's time for our wrap-up.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Hi guys, welcome to our wrap-up. Now, some of you might be familiar with a TV game show called Jeopardy. Okay. Now, this is where it's a quiz show. People answer questions to get answers. But one of the key things is you have to answer in the form of a question.
Oh, it's a little tricky. For example, the person who's asking the questions might say Pat is trying to get the right answer. I would say, "This is the largest city in Taiwan."
And if I just say, "New Taipei City," it might be the right answer, but I didn't make it a question. So if I say, "Where is New Taipei City?" or "What is New Taipei City?" Then that would be how you answer a question in Jeopardy.
Interesting. So you're giving the answer, you're just giving it in a slightly different way.
It was just the idea of a quiz show. So we're going to use some of our word power words from these 2 days to try and play a bit of Jeopardy with one another.
Okay.
So I will take a day one word, okay, and I'll give Mike the definition, and let's see if he can figure it out.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
So this word, it's a verb, and it's, it means to get involved and do something with other people.
To get involved and do something with other people.
Mm-hmm.
What is to join?
Correct.
Hey.
There you go. You've won, I don't know, several hundred NT dollars as
part
of this. But don't get the question wrong, or you'll lose all
your money.
That's
right. Then you lose all
that. You've got
to keep going. All right. Am I continuing to guess?
You've got to give me a go.
Now I'm going to ask you. Okay. This is something that you read, but in our article, it's something you do to prepare for the future.
Okay. How do you book a room?
That's right. What is to book?
To book.
That's right. A book, of course, is something you read. But remember, in our article, it was a verb. You were booking something for the future. You're preparing to go there later on.
So, okay, Mike, your definition. This is a group of people who like the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they get together every now and again, and they do that thing they like.
What is an association?
You just lost all your money. We were looking
what is a gang?
No!
I'm
afraid not.
What is a conclave?
That's too hard.
Oh,
you can't use what typical.
What is a club?
What is a club?
I knew it was something with a C.
I'm afraid you've lost all your money. You're out of the game. And that brings us to the end of today's article.
Wait, what? I can't win my money back?
I'm sorry. You got it wrong three times in a row.
I'll come back tomorrow.
Okay, never mind. Thanks for listening to us, everybody, for A-plus English. I'm Pat.
I'm Mike.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Step by step.
Yes, sir. Did you need my help with something?
Can you help me clean the bathroom?
Yes, sir.
I'll try. I'm worried about my big test tomorrow.
Don't worry. Just do your best, and you'll be fine.
I'll try. Thanks.
Hello, 各位，不知道你们有没有看过之前红遍全亚洲的《太阳的后裔》呢？不瞒大家说啊，其实呢，我以前也是位职业军人。那个看似偶像剧的情节呢，也发生在我身上。想当初啊，在中东地区，我们必须冒险犯难救出某个人质。那时呢，长官就跟我们说，不管怎么样，一定要救出那位人质啊。但是因为非常危险，毕竟对方都是武装分子嘛，我们实在没有十足的把握，我就说I'll try， 我会试试看 I'll try。 这句话可说是非常好用的哦，当你想要试试看一件事情，但是呢又不确定是否能成功的时候，你就可以用这句 I'll try。 像我最近工作很忙，一直加班，但我女友一直想跟我吃顿晚餐啊，她就问我说今晚可不可以正常时间下班，我就回她说I'll try。或者是啊，我朋友常常迟到，每次我跟他说下次不要再迟到了，他就说 I'll try， 我会努力的，超欠打的啦。那大家一定可以想象得到我回长官那句话的下场了吧？没错，就是被骂得半死啊，人质都性命难保了，我还在那边 I'll try， 他就大骂说 try 什么 try， 是一定要，听到没有？我就立刻回答说 Yes sir， 是的长官，遵命 Yes sir。 这句话大家一定非常熟悉吧，如果啊，你常常看军事战争片，一定常听到这句 Yes sir， 就是呢下属对长官说的话，表示服从。例如啊，我朋友的老板常常对他说 Finish this report by the end of the day， 在今天下班前把这份报告做完。 Finish this report by the end of the day， 我朋友只能回答说 Yes sir， 超心酸的。那 sir 呢，其实在餐厅里或是飞机上之类的地方也会常常听到，那这时的 sir 就不是长官咯，他就是个有礼貌的尊称。例如啊，你可能常常听到 May I take your order sir， 我可以为你点餐了吗？ May I take your order sir， 这时的 sir 呢就是个尊称的用法，通常啊只会对男性说。那女性的尊称呢，我们会用 ma'am， M A 一撇 A M， 那当然你也可以用 madam， M A D A M， 也是对女性的一种尊称哦。好啦，那我这么足智多谋，简直可以称为台湾宋仲伟的我， 当然是救出人质咯。啊，听完我的风光伟业，也别忘了去复习刚刚学到的片语，只能说 yes sir， 不能说 I'll try， 听到了没有？快去复习。
Me the wants, me the wants, me the wants, me the wants, me the wants.
How can I say no?
Paige is using her phone in her room later that night.
Can you book the train tickets as well? Thanks.
Why do I always have to do everything?
Mr. Wong comes into her room.
It's time for bed, Paige. Is everything okay?
I'm always doing things for my friends. I don't want to say no and hurt their feelings. How do I say no?
Mr. Wong thinks about his work.
Do these reports.
Yes, sir. Maybe you should ask your mom.
Paige goes to talk to Mrs. Wong.
You have to be strong, Paige. It's okay to say no if you don't want to do something.
I'll try.
The next day at school.
Paige, can you help me plan a music club meeting?
Sorry, Serena. I'm too busy right now.
That's okay. See you later.
That wasn't so hard. Book. Book. Jerry booked a room at a nice hotel for his vacation.Jerry booked a room at a nice hotel for his vacation. Strong. Strong. Celise stayed strong and didn't change her mind. Celise stayed strong and didn't change her mind. Club. Club.Chris is in the basketball club and plays with them after school on Wednesdays. Chris is in the basketball club and plays with them after school on Wednesdays. Meeting. Meeting. The boss wants to have a meeting this afternoon.The boss wants to have a meeting this afternoon.